I'm tossing and turning in this king-size bed. I reach out my arms to feel the cool sheets on the back of my hands, but they're not high enough thread count to soothe me. I usually love the way hotels tuck in their bedding, so my ankles are restricted and I feel kind of bound to the bed. But not today. I turned off the noisy AC and now it's just way too hot. It's not even dawn yet. I've made this trip across the Atlantic more times than I can remember, thanks to these fuckboys in the firm who can't behave themselves. So it's not the jet lag that's making me angsty. Maybe I shouldn't have spent 6 hours on the plane listening to people come and describe their fantasies, then checking in and falling asleep naked after an hour-long self-pleasure session. Flustered and angry, I kick off the bedding and I jump out of bed, grabbing my robe and walking to the window. It's still dark and I can see the lights moving on the bridges across the river. I finally touch something cold. The glass of the window. Oh, God. But I can't get close enough because there's a heater underneath it. I decide to climb onto the windowsill and press my forehead, both my hands, and then my whole body against the glass. My mind wanders to thoughts of someone standing behind me. I stand up on my tiptoes. I spread my cheeks and I lift the hem of my robe up so that they can find their way into me. My hand reaches through from behind and I very delicately tap on my cunt. I just want to gauge how wet it is. I try cupping and spanking with a bit of a heavier hand, but I just can't get the angle right on my own. I wind my wrist around the cord of the blinds, letting it get tight enough to dig into me. But not too hard. If these blinds are as cheap as the sheets in this alleged 4-star hotel, I don't want them coming off. I know why they chose this hotel for me. It's looking out directly over the company headquarters, but there's more to wise decision-making than just proximity. I realize how obscene this would look if anyone saw me in the window. And I wonder why nobody wants to marry me. At least it's dark in the room. No one can see me or what I'm doing from the street. No one's around. I think about taking some more time to play. There's always something a little bit magical about waking up too early. But then I notice a light comes on in our building across the street. It's the gym. That should set me right. Nothing like being surrounded by all those annoying 5 a.m. gym bros to remind me why I'm thankful I'm single. I throw on my old oversized band t-shirt and thick lifting leggings and headphones that say, "Don't interrupt my workout." When I arrive, there's only 2 people in there. And as I'm warming up on the rowing machine, you're getting set up to do some Romanian deadlifts. I watch you slowly but precisely wrap your wrists, adjusting your compression shorts like there's something prone to getting in your way down there. You navigate the space with an awareness of your surroundings and this quiet confidence of somebody who has nothing to prove. My eyes are transfixed on your form for your entire set, and I slide my headphones down onto my neck in the hope that you'll grunt a little as you go to failure. Oh, you do not disappoint. It's quiet, but it's deep and guttural, and you sound like you're finishing when you drop the weights. I watch you wipe down the bar as if you're stroking your cock. Slow, firm, sweeping and rhythmical. Surely too many times to not be doing this on purpose. Maybe I'm projecting, but you look like you're listening to something that's really turning you on, because you smirk as you lift your hand up to your headphones. And as you breathe out, I notice a shiver. I'm leaning forward now. My elbows are digging into my thighs and pressing them apart. And I bring my hands up to my face so I look like I'm just innocently stretching. But I can smell on my fingers how much I turned myself on earlier, even after I've washed my hands. I wonder if you were closer to me, if you'd be able to tell what I was doing. I want you to notice me. I'm suddenly so, so needy, so thirsty. I can feel the attention whore side of me that shows up unpredictably and overtly as if to punish me for keeping her a secret. I tie the bottom of my t-shirt in a knot and tuck it under, showing off the small of my back before I decide to walk past you. I imagine your fingers tracking over it as I lie face down on your bed, my hips propped up on a pillow so you can spank my ass and have full access to anything and everything that you want. I throw a band up over the bar and climb onto a box and give a reasonable effort at pull-ups. But I really need more of an assist. Why won't you come and help me down? Wrap your arms around my hips or guide my waist? Your face pressed against my lower belly, close enough to be able to lift me back up enough to rest my thighs on your shoulder so you can bury your mouth in me. Your hands would grip my glutes and grind me back and forth onto your tongue. You keeping your balance and holding my weight as I reach up and steady myself on the bars. But you're gone, and I fall clumsily back onto the box, the snap of the resistance band echoing in the gym. You've left your phone on the floor by the rack, wired headphones wrapped around it. I can see something playing. Your screen hasn't locked. I pick it up, fully intending to turn in at the front desk when I hear quiet moans. I unwind the cable and put the earbud to my ears. Is that a recording of you stroking your cock and telling a woman how much she turns you on? Telling her how she should be touching herself for you? I grab my things and I head to the restroom and I lock the door, leaning back against it. One headphone in so my other ear can listen to make sure no one comes in. There's some sort of voice recorder active on it too. Fuck it, I'm gonna record how much you turned me on. My hand grabs at my tits and I'm trying to squeeze them through this damn high-impact sports bra. And I resign myself to the fact this is just gonna have to be a quick clit. Orgasm, no time for pleasantries. I want to tell you what I'm doing right now. I want to tell you what I wish you were doing to me. I want to match the energy of your recording that I'm listening to. But I can't because I'm a fucking mess. I have no patience at all. I just want to come. Oh, fuck. I just want to come. All I can manage is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh.